This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump spent Saturday looking at damage from Hurricane Laura. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
I'm here to support the great people of Louisiana.
First stop for President Donald Trump was Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Already met some people that have been absolutely devastated. This was a tremendously powerful storm.
His visit to both Louisiana and Texas comes 2 days after the Category 4 storm slammed the Gulf Coast, leaving at least 14 dead. Hundreds of thousands still remain without power or water, and it could be that way for weeks or months. I'm Shelley Adler.
A rally led by members of Jacob Blake's family to demand an end to police violence is underway in the Midwestern U.S. city of Kenosha, Wisconsin, after a night of peaceful protests over the shooting of Blake, an African-American man, by a white policeman. Blake's family and activists organized the rally as National Guard units stood by with orders to prevent more unrest that erupted in Kenosha earlier in the week in response to the shooting. The 29-year-old Blake was shot in the back 7 times August 23rd, leaving him partially paralyzed. The incident turned the predominantly white city of 100,000 into the latest hot spot in a summer of nationwide protests against charges of police brutality and systemic racism. Mark Zuckerberg says Facebook made a mistake in not removing a militia group's post calling for armed civilians to go to Kenosha, Wisconsin. AP's Julie Walker reports.
He says on Facebook the page for the Kenosha Guard violated policy and had been flagged by a bunch of people.
The reviewers who the initial complaints were funneled to basically didn't pick this up.
The page came down Wednesday after an armed civilian allegedly killed 2 people and wounded a third. I'm Julie Walker.
This is VOA News. The Belarus government has cracked down hard on the news media, deporting some foreign journalists reporting in the country and revoking the accreditation of many Belarusian journalists. Two Moscow-based AP journalists covering the recent protests in Belarus were deported to Russia on Saturday. In addition, the AP's Belarusian journalists were told by the government that their press credentials had been revoked. The Associated Press said it decries the move as a blatant attack on press freedom. Meanwhile, thousands of Belarusian women marched in downtown Minsk to protest the recent elections that officials said gave President Alexander Lukashenko a 6th term. Protests in Belarus began after the August 9th vote, which demonstrators say was rigged. Protesters are demanding that Lukashenko resign after 26 years in power. Berlin police have ordered a protest by people opposed to Germany's pandemic restrictions to disband after participants refused to observe distancing rules. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
Thousands of people gathered in a show of defiance against the country's coronavirus prevention measures. Protesters carried a wide range of grievances and banners proclaiming the opposition to vaccinations, face masks, and the German government in general. Prior to the protest, the Berlin regional government had sought to ban the protest, citing rallies earlier this month where rules intended to stop the virus being spread weren't respected. I'm Zaria Shakli.
Actor Chadwick Boseman, best known for starring in the blockbuster Black Panther, has died after a 4-year battle with colon cancer. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
Black Panther was one of the highest-grossing films of 2018, and it was nominated for 6 Oscars, including Best Picture. It won 3 Academy Awards. Boseman originated the Black Panther film role 2 years earlier in Marvel's Captain America: Civil War and reprised it in 2 Avengers movies. During his screen career, he also played several real-life characters famed for breaking America's racial barriers, including soul singer James Brown in Get On Up, Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall in Marshall, and baseball pioneer Jackie Robinson in 42. Boseman, a native of South Carolina, passed away at his home with his wife and family at his side, the statement said, without specifying when he died. He lived in Los Angeles.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.